Good to see everybody. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving if you're in a country or a territory where you celebrate that. So we took a bit off. So it's been a little while since we got together. Taking a look at the slide deck with what the leads have put in the last 24 hours, I think we've got a lot to talk about, and we are coming up on end of the year. So I think we'll want to talk a bit about how we get things kicked off with some new things in January, but we're also very close to having some exciting things coming out from the group as soon as this week. So let's just dive into it and get a readout on what people are up to. So let's see, is Jason on? Jason is not on, but he put on a bunch of good slides. So maybe I'll attempt to cover this for him. And if anybody else has updates, they can chime in. But a couple things. Probably the big thing that I know Jason has been working on. So just so everybody knows, when Mike had to drop out, who'd been leading our design stuff, Jason stepped in and helped get the 1.1 version out. He's been working on helping Sandy get the new checklist document out, which is an entirely new document, and did spend a lot of time trying to figure out a good way to get that done with the publishing pipeline that we had based on Figma. But seems that's a tool that's really designed for a graphic designer to hand lay out very specific documents. And, you know, Mike, who was a designer with some time on his hands, that worked out really well. But Jason, being a developer, decided that we should have this automated and it should be in the build process. And I think in the long term, this will suit us well. So he's put together a process that basically will take some of these documents directly in their raw form and build a laid out version. So I saw the initial version of the checklist, and Sandy will talk about that. We're going to try and get that pushed out to people this week for the pre-release public comment version. I think we will wind up moving future versions of the main list to this as well. It seems like the documents look good, and it's going to save us a major publishing step. So anybody have anything they want to add there if you've been working with Jason at all? All right. And Jason gets bonus points for one of the coolest artificial intelligent wasps we have seen to date in the project. Very nice. Standards. This is probably John.
Yes. Hi there. Do you have a slide there? It's the next, you know, six. If you could bring up six, and just on this, you're sharing the screen, I think. And if you could put on six, that will help me.
Steve, we're seeing slide four highlighted. There we go.
So you want this one?
Yes, that's the one. So okay.
All right. This is the one you want?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my screen sharing is paused. That's weird.
I mean, I can see standards one, hash one.
Okay, go. Oops.
Everyone can see that. So it's been quite a busy couple of weeks, and apologies, I missed the previous call. I had a few things to attend. We submitted the letter to the consortium, because it's a form actually asking you what you're going to contribute or what you bring, and they will get back a reply whether we've been approved or not in 30 days. So hopefully, you know, we do good work. So hopefully we will be accepted and we'll all can get to participate in some of the activities they're planning, the consortium is trying to do. And that's in addition to the public working group that they have. This is a separate, I think, after the executive order. We had a call, if you remember, a few weeks ago or a month ago with NIST. And they send me and Rob the update to the adversarial AI reports. And unfortunately, they asked me not to share it with people. And I was going to do a screen sharing review with the people who were on the call. But unfortunately, and apologies for that, guys, they gave me 3 days. And I didn't have any time to, and I just kind of gave myself and Rob gave his own update. The only thing that kind of is largely complementary when it comes out, I want to work on, and if anyone wants to collaborate, you know, reach out on a mapping, because it maps really nicely. There are a couple of things that like they didn't have model exfiltration on generative AI, so they added significant amount of stuff in generative AI, but overall we're quite aligned. So, you know, hopefully it's a quite a substantial update report that they're bringing out, about 90 odd pages. So it will benefit from a mapping like we did with MITRE with that. I did also book us with the UK's National Cybersecurity Centre for the January the 6th to review the work that we're doing. Hopefully I'll be able to, you know, I like going as a team there. So hopefully, you know, I'll, the other four musketeers there will be able to kind of attend and review the work that we're doing. I don't know whether you have seen the guidelines that the National Cybersecurity brought out on AI secure development. That was signed by 18 countries, including the CISA from the US. So that's a detailed document there, but it's very top level. So kind of I'm mapping it to our stuff. So if anyone is interested to collaborate, because it's quite a bit of work, you know, reach out again and ping me. We started the conversations. We all went en masse to the Cloud Security Alliance. I don't know if you remember Sandy and us.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's happened to that. So we need to kind of chase it with Ken, who had this fabulous, unless you're still part of that effort, Sandy.
Yes. And there's a lot of cross collaboration. I mean, they're just getting started. It's a much larger group. I've been just kind of listening to the calls to try and understand kind of the direction that they want to go. But it's very similar to the work that we're doing.
So it's still work in progress, and we're still kind of attending that and seeing, you know, what outcomes will come. Oh, fantastic. I'm glad you kind of...
And ADS was there too. ADS, what was your thought on it from the last couple of meetings? You're on mute.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I was just trying to find the button. I agree. It's still, to be honest, they're still very much in that early phase of role assignment, I guess, if anything, and mapping out mission strategy from what I gained. I'm actually happy to contribute, but personally, I don't really have enough capacity to kind of play one of those roles. So there was a follow-up document which was sent, asking for people's inputs, which is on my to-do list. Shock.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that's kind of the next steps. But I think the next meeting should be post like major role assignment and stuff like that.
Okay, great.
They had started to do a lot of vulnerability mapping, and there was a specific spreadsheet, and I was able to add a bunch of information to that, so from the different repositories that I had been tracking. So,
I'll join in the next call too. But it sounds like the two of you, and Ken is a member of the CSA. He had his fantastic blog on RAG, so that's going well. I'm not worried then. And then, last time I couldn't attend, and there was a few guys from, I hope I didn't spell it wrong, OpenSSF they were working with. Did they join the call? Was there anything there, or do we need to do a follow up?
I think we.
So you're driving, yeah. Don't. We can.
Oh yeah, but I can still speak quick. I mean, that we'll probably have more conversations on it. I don't think there's anything immediate. I do know that they were looking for help in terms of doing some threat modeling for their project. But I think the understanding was we would talk about that again after Thanksgiving timeframe. So I think we'll probably set up some time, maybe next week. I'll keep you looped when I talk to him, though. Like
that's great.
That'd be good to have a conversation.
Okay, okay. And I think then in terms of standards, we are progressing well. I think Sandy would be nice to catch up and see how the spreadsheet is forming so that, you know, we do a little bit of a review of how they map and everything. Especially, you know, I want to give you the AI adversarial and the national cybersecurity mappings. And if you go to the next slides, so I think overall, my view is that we're doing well on the standards. You know, we've gone out with passion and we're talking to people. I think we need to start now talking to vendors, and we need to start evangelizing, aligning not just on the standards. I know you're calling the standards person, but effectively I act like a little bit like an evangelist going out and booking kind of calls. I gave an update. I did a session with Airbus yesterday, actually, and I invited people to come and join us whenever they want. It was really a great event there. And something that I've realized is the great name OWASP brings. And I think for us really to keep going on making this the gold standard, if you like, of GenAI security, that's I think will be the next step in the alignment, and not alignment with standards per se, but alignment of how people teach others to use security, think about security, make a top 10 part of the threat modeling exercise. So call with the former musketeers there, Sandy, Ads, Bob and Rob, and with Robust Intelligence, who is, the guy is from the same town as Santi, so the follow-up will be in a coffee shop there. One of my co-presenters was from the Google CISO office, so I'm chasing that. In fact, they have this, he presented this very well thought out security framework on how they secure AI. So it'll be interesting, you know, to kind of convince him to come and talk to us as a group a little bit and take us through that. That will be a good insight to have. The Microsoft guys, that's how I found out that they reference us in that site. I don't know if you followed the Callis conference 2023. They did a good session there on prompt injection. So we're working on that too. And I plan to actually start talking to all of those big vendors on creating a, if you like, a vendor call and see how a top 10 can become, if you like, a standard baseline for them to adopt. And so that's my update. That's where we are.
Great. Any questions for John or anybody else want to chime in from the four musketeers on the standard stuff? All right. Translations. I think Talesh is on.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry for missing last call. A calendar drama. Oh no, we missed
for lots of people. I think more than half the people who tried to get on that meeting showed up at a different time.
Yeah. So we've been making a lot of really good progress with translations. The Japanese translation has just completed. A lot of work by Seto Tet. He doesn't have his name, so I'm just using his handle. And he's mentioned in Tree also, because we've also built a markdown to PDF generator that generates PDFs that look very similar to the ones that were published for English. It's semi-automated right now. Seto Tet still needs to get hands-on. This was precipitated by the fact that we've moved everything from Google Docs to GitHub Markdown. I think Rachit's translation of Hindi still needs to be moved from V1, but now we're fully onto Markdown that's stored in GitHub, and we're not relying on Google Docs that are owned by multiple people anymore. So that was a lot of the big push for the last couple of weeks, and also working to get the PDFs generated for translations. It couldn't have done it without the work of Seto Tet. The next big steps right now is to pull Rachid's translation in and generate a PDF. So now we have both Hindi and Japanese in PDFs. We have a couple of markdown templates tweaking that needs to be done. And now we need to energize the community into really putting more translations into markdown format. And the only open question I have right now is, the markdown is currently going into a fork of the main repo that I maintain. That's for translations. And I was just curious to know if we should start moving those into the main repo, and what the process would be for doing that. And I guess based on the discussion earlier, it's like, should we sync up with JSON to align efforts on markdown to PDF? Maybe there is some similarities that we could lean on each other. Thoughts from the rest of the group?
For PDFs, we have a like I can't remember what the directory is called. It's artifacts or something. So if you want to create a PR and just throw them in there,
okay,
or even under a subdirectory, whatever.
I would say for the markdown as well, you should push that up into the main repo periodically so that we don't lose it.
Okay.
You know, I'm just thinking about like old localization techniques we used to use. You know, if you look at where the main docs are, you might want to just say like, you know, whatever the equivalent directory where we have, you know, like an entries directory, maybe you make entries underscore, you know, CH Chinese or something.
And
drop
them. I've already moved them all to ISO codes instead of like written out language names, which were not consistent. Okay. So there's a lot of consistency going on in my repo. I just curious to know if we're at a stage now we could start pushing those to the main repo.
Yeah, I would say push those up and then either ads or I can commit them for you.
Beyond that, we finally settled a lot of the foundational stuff for enabling translations, and we just gotta like get translations moving full steam ahead now on V1.1. I'm pretty energized about it at this stage.
Cool. So what's your thinking on timing when you'll have the first of the PDFs? It sounds like you actually have the PDF for Hindi now.
We have the PDF for Japanese. Okay. Hindi one we're gonna build next. It's semi-automated, but I'm quite sure this week we'd be able to turn it around.
Okay, maybe
Good, Steve.
I was just thinking maybe what we could do if we had a couple of these that were ready, like Japanese and Hindi, we could do a mini announcement next week with them to really state our intent to do broad translations. Here's the first two of them. Get that out. Get people excited.
I haven't reviewed, but we may be able to get Chinese in also.
Okay.
And that's our biggest languages, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, you get Hindi, Japanese and Chinese, and you just covered more than half the planet. I think if we had those three and we could announce those in the next, next week or so, let's do that. So Talesh, let's you and I coordinate on what kind of posting we want to put up about that. And then we'll get Aubrey involved in terms of how are we going to publicize that? Because I think it's actually a pretty major milestone for us. I think that's exciting.
Okay, great. I'm on a plane tomorrow, but apart from that, should be online early next week.
Great. And per your question, I would say do reach out to Jason, compare notes on your PDF generators. There's got to be some leverage there. So let's see if, even if there are two sets, let's make sure that there's as much commonality and sharing as possible. I'm sure we'll benefit from it.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's it on translations.
Great progress. Awesome. Thank you. All right, data gathering, Emmanuel.
So from our side, we're still also seeking feedback on the literature review, how valuable that resource was. And now we are on a planning stages of updating, because every week there is something new and we want to keep relevant and as valuable as possible. We're working on the mapping now. So the particular areas we are focusing. So creating a data flow diagram to help visualize and understand how those vulnerabilities and risks are developing. And then also connecting to MITRE ATLAS, CVEs, and other frameworks. Nothing has been published yet because we are drafting things up. While mapping and reaching out to professionals, some of the challenges we are getting to get some feedback from professionals is the lack of urgency. Everyone wants to be the first to be able to map those out. And also the fear of losing a competitive advantage. Having conversations with some of members of our group, I have to agree that if I give out some information for free, it will also on an open source community like ours, it will help us in the future have breakthroughs that maybe you won't have on a private company. So we are working to overcome those challenges, and hopefully in 1 or 2 weeks we have a first draft published and something we can build upon. So all insights and feedbacks and advice are welcome in our channel. So this is from our data gathering team.
Great. All right, Sandy.
Yeah, so you mentioned it earlier, Steve. Really excited to have the 0.05 version of the checklist out. Huge thank you to Jason for both with editing. You know, he pointed out I kind of got word blind to some of the wording in there because I had looked at it too many times, and he really helped kind of tighten up some of the first initial paragraphs. So that is now available. We have a link that people can download the PDF, and we just need to work with Steve to formalize announcing it. And for the next, this is an early version. You know, like this is really, hey, public, how is this helpful? And the problem that I'm trying to solve for is if you go out to any of the frameworks that from MITRE released a really good one, a maturity framework, they're really good at telling you what you need to do, but they don't show you how to do it. There's no breakdown. And so that's the gap that I'm trying to fill with the checklist as we start to mature how we deploy artificial intelligence and large language models in our environment, trying to help people with, okay, we hear that we have to do something. How do we do it? And then the other part is, you know, acknowledging that we're adding this AI technology into an existing ecosystem. So how do we bring not just bolted on, but incorporate it into the existing threat-informed defense, you know, strategy that people are using? So there's a lot of links to tools and resources, both from my OWASP and from MITRE, but really, really would appreciate any kind of feedback, suggestions. I have some plans for upcoming models, but it would really be helpful to have, you know, other people's opinions and views and support on trying to get some of that out.
Awesome. So, Sandy, I was thinking about it. If we push out the announcement on Monday next week, that's probably, if we push it out sort of like Monday morning US time, that's probably where we'll get the most traction. And we can also make sure Aubrey knows that's coming now, so that he can get that shared out as well. So I'll share the details on how the front page update, and I think you and Jason have settled on the final 0.5 version. So if you want to get that announcement blog prepped, then we'll figure out all the reposting that we'll do, and we'll just launch it on Monday.
Okay, I shared a link with you, Steve, but I'll share it with Aubrey too and see if he has any suggestions.
Okay, great. I probably just didn't see that yet, but that's
okay. Perfect.
Or you shared me like the Google Docs version, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that, and it looks really good. So I think you probably just want to prep that as a probably a LinkedIn blog. That seems to be where we get the most traction with this stuff. And then we'll coordinate. If you publish that on Monday morning, then we'll all jump on and sort of reshare that.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, but we'll coordinate that over the next few days. But this will be exciting. I think this is a kind of a major new artifact, and I think it's a big expansion for the charter of our team past just sort of that initial top 10 list, and really sort of taking the work that we did there, putting a stake in the ground and saying that we're going to produce things for a wider audience, I think is pretty cool.
Well, and again, the next, you know, upcoming version 2.0, whenever that comes out, what I'd really like to do is map the vulnerabilities to the mitigations and to the TTPs within Atlas, so that people you know, they have a framework. Now they can go, okay, I've got to do this, and you know, they can go back to it. So
great.
He's plus one.
Oh, is this still you? Or no,
it is.
Okay, yeah.
This is Sandy. So in when as all of us have been talking to different groups, when we met with Protect AI, one of their suggestions or partnerships that they wanted to do with us as a team was to support a hacking AI event. And so I've been working with Chloe. We were looking at B-Side Seattle, you know, trying to figure out when was an appropriate, we looked at different OWASP upcoming events and things. And then one of my old friends here in Boise notified me and said, hey, I'm on the board for Hackfort. Would you like to come and do something? And I said, hey, I've got a great idea. You know, we had this proposal for this hacking AI event. Is that something you guys would be interested in? And they have, you know, like hacking and lock picking that's been part of this event in years past. And I proposed the idea both to Chloe and to my friend Raymond, and they're excited about it. So just waiting to hear back from Protect AI. And then I need to work with ads about like how, you know, the rules regarding OWASP sponsorship, you know, what does that look like, you know, the labeling and that kind of thing. So
hey, okay. Sandy, I've got a quick question.
Okay,
for this hacking event, is it a like live hacking event with like equivalent of a bug bounty type of thing, or like more of a hackathon where people are trying to build stuff?
I think it's more like capture the flag, but that's okay. That this came from, you know, a conversation a month ago with one of the CEOs at Protect AI threw it out to us and said, hey, we'd love to do this with you guys. And then I was searching around for an event and to, you know, where it would make sense. So I need to get more information on it, Will, but I think it's more like a capture the flag, but it's definitely not a presentation. It's people will be invited to come in and actually try and hack stuff.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
So I want to spend a little bit of time talking about next steps for us. Obviously, we've got the 1.1 version of the list out there right now with a very positive reception to it. I think it's clean, it's current, but we've always known we were going to do a major revision in 2024, and that's coming up. So I think the time soon will be to really kick that off. And honestly, my thinking has been to do a sort of highly publicized big kickoff for it after the first of the year. I think that really kicking something like this off in December will quickly have people drop off into holiday mode and we could lose momentum, but kicking this off in January could be a really good thing. And you know, frankly, from the team, we have Sandy's checklist coming out in December anyway, and we could sort of throw our efforts behind getting that some traction in the market this month. So I was thinking about doing a couple things, obviously an announcement through all of our channels, and but also some other things. One of the things I was thinking about doing was putting together a Google Docs survey that we could put out there during the kickoff as a way to get people involved and have them give feedback into what kinds of things or what kind of approaches they would like to see 2.0 take. Also give them a chance to volunteer for maybe different roles or different levels of involvement. And so when I announced that, that would be sort of the immediate call to action for people would be both, you know, go join the Slack channel, which has always been a really good call to action for us. But especially as the group and the interest gets broader, people may not jump in on that. So we'd also say, you know, go hop in on things like Aubrey's LinkedIn group, which there's a different audience that might be willing to do that, but very directly go off and answer this questionnaire in terms of what you'd like to see, what kind of involvement you'd like to have. And then we do that probably, I would say, first or second week of January after people are back from vacations and things like that. Feedback, thoughts on that as an idea to really kick off sort of our major next gen list generation project?
I think it's a great idea, Steve.
Anybody else?
I think we can also connect with some questions related to the data gathering. I think using the opportunity to people already answering questions and then getting some insight from there too, I think that can be valuable.
Yes, 100% agree. And I think one of the things that we'll want to do as we kick this off is advertise some of the progress to date in terms of, you know, hey, this, the group's been quietly working on this, the data gathering. And Emmanuel, I'll work with you on how do we put together a few paragraphs in terms of the groundwork that we've laid. And then maybe you can help provide a few questions into the survey that would either directly be data gathering that would help us, or that would point people towards tasks that you want to get done or resources you might want help finding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's do it. Thank you.
Cool. Anybody else, suggestions or comments on that?
It's probably worth looping in like the standards bodies that we've been speaking to, see if they want anyone from there wants to participate, like MIDA and NIST and stuff.
It's a really good point. So maybe one of the things that we make sure that we do as we're getting ready to launch that kickoff message is maybe John, we can work with you to do an announcement tuned towards those other standards bodies and other, maybe these commercial companies that you're starting to work with as well. Make sure that they understand we're kicking off the project and have a tuned message for them about the types of involvement we'd like to have from elsewhere, or how we want to connect with folks. Does that make sense to you? John still here, or did, well, it looks like he,
no, he dropped off.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, for those of you in the Musketeers group, does that make sense in terms of doing some proactive reach out there with those other groups? I think that'd be a good, I think that'd be a good way. And it just also helps keep us front of mind that obviously we didn't just publish one version of the list and we're going away now, that we intend on doubling down and doing something more ambitious next year.
Yeah. I think like MIDA is especially important because, like Sandy mentioned, I really want to mark TTPs with vulnerabilities and stuff. So, I'll speak to John.
Great. All right. Just looking through the questions here. Sorry, I do see a question from Ian. Ian, do you feel like you got that answered, or do you want to ask that of the group here?
Well, I think it's fine. I think I understood the response that it's, here's a use case in a sense of this, where an LLM can help you out from a security perspective. I'm happy reviewing or contributing to that, Sandy, that that's something we kind of look at.
And keep in mind, like, I could really, a lot of this is just in my head, so, which is a really scary place. So it's really would be good to have other people say, no, this would be helpful, or this my CISO would really appreciate it if we did it like this, or if you're a CISO or whatever. So Ian, please, any feedback is really welcome.
Sure. This is my first call with this. Sorry. Hello, everybody. What's the best way to get in touch? Is it join the Slack channel and just message there, or direct?
Slack is probably the place we communicate the most, Ian.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. And Sandy, you have a channel direct for your project as well, right?
I do. Yep.
What's that? What's it called? SecGov or something.
I got it right here. I'll drop it in.
Great.
Oh, I just dropped it in the chat.
Oh, thank you.
Oh wait, no, I messaged. Sorry. Oh, my bad. You could put it in. I put it in the wrong chat.
Okay, I'll drop it in.
All right. Well, great, everybody. look, lots and lots of progress. It seems like we continue to find ways to connect our work with the other big standards bodies out there, which was one of our stated goals from early on. You know, when you stumble into these things like Microsoft putting out guidelines on AI security that pretty much degenerate down to here's a pointer to the OWASP top 10, you know, we must be doing something right. So so that's great progress. Really excited to get out the checklist document, major new deliverable from the group that we'll have out next week. So that's really exciting. And then really the localizations, getting some traction on those, getting that top three out will just be huge. So Talesh, thanks for leading that. I know that that was something that wound up being a bit of a heavy lift with what you inherited in the sort of half done state it was in. So you had to go and put together a lot of infrastructure. Sounds fantastic. So that'll be another exciting thing to get announced for us before the holidays. So we'll have a lot of drums to beat during December with the checklist and the localizations coming out. And then we'll leap into getting 2.0 of the project announced in January. So thanks a lot, everybody. See you soon.